I'm Sal Konka.
And I'm Wayne Hecla. And this is the Imperfect Podcast.
Don't forget to check us out at HeclaCane.com and download our episodes for free on iTunes and SoundCloud.
To the bumper.
This week's guests on the Imperfect Podcast are the women from Real Pictures, made up of sisters Jacqueline Real and Nicole Real and director of photography Diana Matos. They were here to discuss their upcoming indie film called The Drive.
Real Pictures was founded by Jacqueline and combines her love of activism, volunteering, and filmmaking. Let's chat with Jacqueline, Nicole, and Diana as we discuss how to start a production company that makes an impact.
Well, welcome to the Imperfect Podcast. Today we're here with Diana, Nicole, and Jacqueline Real from Real Pictures. How are you ladies doing today?
Oh, good. Great.
You can fabulous. Call us guys. Yeah. It's okay.
You want to be guys? For this?
We're great. We're excited to be here.
We had one guest ask to use Joe's balls one time, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
We can go there. Yeah.
Maybe later. She wanted to borrow them. I am not one to judge.
It's only the beginning. Let's see what happens.
Exactly.
It's a very loose podcast, right?
So you ladies drove in all the way from Queens. No, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn
and mm-hmm. Queens. So mm-hmm. local folks here. I know, so Jacqueline, we met through the Mixnology event.
Mm-hmm.
Erman and Brandon and those guys, which are really great. They throw those events all over the country.
Yeah,
and
they get good people to come to them.
Yeah, exactly. We actually ended up with a few guests. So you're our third.
I saw that. Yeah.
And Jackie raved about you guys.
I thought that was so funny because I went to it and they hadn't even set up yet, and I was just expecting to show up because I didn't help him produce this one. And then I was like, let me just turn into my sister right now. So I was like, we need to put this over here. Let's put this over here.
Let's organize the situation.
Yeah, let's AD the situation.
Yeah. I always forget I'm basically ADing the situation.
That's
in everything
joke.
I do. Like, yeah. Even birthday parties. Like, when I was 16, I'm like, Mom, do this, do that. And then when I'm like 27, I'm like, she's like, we're not your PAs. Yeah. Like, you can't
we're
talk
like,
to
stop
us like
ADing.
That.
The situation, Nikki, stop.
She's training since she's five.
Yeah, Mom, I don't Dad, know what it is. Right. And I'm like making sure Jackie, I'm like, no, Jackie, don't put your hand there. Do this instead.
Yeah, that's good. So is that's the key good. To success, is the key to success being a control freak? Is that what you...
No, but I noticed that, like, when I forget to close the door, I'm like, did I lock the door? But, you know,
it
could
helps.
Just be a lot of
I
things in my mind.
I think it helps in life.
Yeah.
It's a double check. I think also in our lot, in like working on set too a lot, you always have to double check. Did she say sugar? Like, did she not say no sugar? So it's like always that common, like you just want to make sure you know exactly what you're talking about, you know, in every specific detail. Like Jackie has so many questions. I'm like, I didn't even think about all that. Oh, but now I'm thinking about all that. Okay. She's like fueling the fire for me to like keep it going at all times.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, so you two are sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Same last name. Diana, you're the odd girl out. So how did you all team up? How did you all first meet?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's actually really funny how we met, because we met on a...
Through a small project.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was supposed to be a TV pilot, or was it the second
yeah.
episode? Or
I believe, actually, it was the second episode, and I met Nikki through that, and Nikki was directing, and we
yeah.
had a fantastic time together.
Through a cameraman who wanted to produce, and... Then we just and then we happen to know people. Like, that's also what happens. I'll be like, Jackie, I know Diana from this person and that person. Like, I know she did this job with that other person. So mm-hmm. then she's like, oh, and that's how I remember you talking about that person, you know? So
yeah, and then I was acting in one of the scenes, and then we worked together, and I just fell in love with Diana because she's very similar energies to my sister. And she's very talented. So it's like, oh, this is perfect.
And we look alike in certain pictures.
You do. Yeah. Well, and like, I've been on a mission to find all the fierce females right now. And Diana was definitely one of them. And she's ethnic. So we just like all kind of fell in love.
There you go.
And then when which is very funny because I was actually just kind of sending the script to her that we're going to be shooting now just to see, because I like to send scripts to get some feedback and everything. And Diana was like, we should shoot this. And I was like, yeah, we should shoot this. Sure, let's do it. So that's like literally how we met. And I think that project was what, like 8 months ago? I don't even remember now.
Yeah, maybe
it was a while ago. I had long hair.
I remember it was cold.
Yeah, I had long hair and a shaved head. So this
is a burgeoning relationship here.
You know, yeah.
This would be the first project you guys are all working on together as Real Pictures. And,
yeah.
And,
yes.
Well, that project didn't go... Yeah, this would be like the first... like project we all work on together.
Well, it was like that project didn't go, and then Diana, you worked with Diana. She brought you in on that film that you were talking about.
That samurai film that I was shooting.
Yeah.
When did you create the company?
We fished around the idea. Basically, what happened was I was in LA and I was feeling incredibly jaded because of the business there and how women get treated there, especially actresses. And I was just super jaded. And the first film that we actually, that Nikki and I did together was How Far. And we just it was really just my own expression of trying to like complete a project because the people that are in my life are all heavy hitters and I never really put in some of the work. So I just wanted to see a completion from A to Z. And it's not that I still love it. I love action. I love all that stuff. But now that I found a very particular voice in writing, now we want to take Real Pictures to the actual level of a production company, a female-driven production company. And with my year of activism work, it's going to be a production company that focuses on certain social injustices that we feel need to be highlighted. Mm-hmm. So now that we want to take that to the next level, it was like not even a question when Diana said we should shoot this. And I was like, that's it. We're doing it. And
yeah, I think it was like a year or two ago. She came to me and I was like, you know, let's say Diana's doing her own thing and we didn't even know her yet, but like she was working on her thing and I was working on my thing. And I'm like, okay, so now you want to make this project? I guess that sounds like I went to film school. I worked with De Niro at Tribeca Productions. I worked at Tribeca Film Festival. And like, you see all these people do all these things and you're like, I won't have the money for that. And then she comes up to me and goes, listen, let's just try it. And see what happens. And that's why I was like, you know what? You're right. Because I've been so lost in the world of like making sure this person has coffee, making sure this person has a schedule, making sure I hole punched it, making like it's little things that. And then I go home and I just like I lost a little bit my creativity over those years, you know? Like,
yeah.
At least as a DP, you get to like hone in your creativity with that. I started as a DP, but I was really like an AD in the world of like, I need to structure everyone's little. thing and then
scheduling,
and especially then, in smaller projects.
Yeah, and then like producing it with over. Jackie, it was like one of those things that just worked. Like sure. She has the acting theater aspect with the directing aspect, and we have the experience where just I help it mold together, and then it happens. And then even our mother gets involved. She'll be like, you know what? I think if you think you could do that, we'll find the money for that. We'll make that happen. And so we've always had that backing. And like even when Diana got involved after Jackie told me, I was like, you know, I was going to do something with Diana, but it never worked out. And, like, it was supposed to work out anyways.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Like, so.
Well, where can people see How Far? I saw bits and pieces of it. Is it available anywhere online?
It's not yet. I kind of, again, I didn't really, you know, I technically wrote How Far now 5 years ago. So it artistically is just not who I am anymore. I mean, I always want to do action. My dream is to, like, to be, like, a Jason Statham. But I would say after the year that I've had, my writing just couldn't be anything that wasn't something that I was insanely passionate about, which is a lot of, I would say, social injustices that are happening.
And it's to be about being more vocal.
Yeah.
And we want other people to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
So like, it was kind of like, I'm going to eventually put it. So, I mean, it's still SAG, so I have to figure out because it was only really released for festivals. But again, I kind of stopped its process just because now I feel like this is now the drive is really more of who I am as an artist and who I am as an actress. So this is the one we're really going to hit the ground running with. I mean, the actors are incredible. It's a script that is a little risky, but it's just basically another viewpoint that I feel like we're not talking about. And since we grew up as, you know, children of immigrants and, well, one of them is an immigrant, we have a very different viewpoint on certain issues that I would say, because we grew up in a very affluent area.
Sure.
So, yeah. So that
like kinda, white suburbia, like we love everything like everyone else. And we all have the same, we all want to basically do and like create with our family and friends, I think. And at the end of the day,
well,
job's
like
a job.
That's like the dream.
Yeah.
It's the dream, right?
Well, I always tell her, I'm like, it's like Adam Sandler. Like Adam Sandler, like he works on projects with all his family and friends. They create their jokes on set. Like after the third take, it's like, okay, well, how about if we do this? And then I'm like, oh my God, I love Grandma's Boy. Like, this is all happening in front of me. You know, so it's just nice.
Well, let's talk about the film a little bit. So what is there a working title? Is there...
Yeah, the film is called The Drive. I mean, it's SAG. So it's basically, I hate to say that it's like a film on police violence because it's not, at least for me. It is the perspective that the millennials, I would say, we have now. I mean, we are in a different generation. You know, I have a mentor that I work with, and he's an old timer. He's like 80 almost. He was like in the original episode of Law and Order. And he's a huge mentor and I that I love, Stuart. And we actually got into a fight because he couldn't understand at this certain point in the script why somebody would stop and watch what's happening. Mm-hmm. And we got into this whole fight in like a coffee shop. Talk about artists, right? We're like yelling at each other in like
everyone's
coffee shop.
Videotaping. Yeah. All my fiance yeah. does is That's watch funny. Cops pulling over people, you know,
so yeah. So and then I finally was like, this is now. So I would say it's pretty much it's exposing another side that I feel that we're not talking about, which is, you know, where are all the good people? Where are all the good cops? Where are the ones sticking their necks out to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do, which is protect and serve the people? And it's the first time I've ever written narrative, a consecutive narrative. So it's really interesting. And Diana's been really great about helping that vision, because that's the other thing is I've never really been able to work with somebody who's just as creative as I am, because you have the vision as a writer. You have, I mean, I had to make some adjustments because, you know, we got to deal with a certain budget, certain permits, certain things you can and cannot do. But it's been pretty incredible that way, because I have that relationship with my sister where we can work creatively together, but to have somebody else who has that vision, and then everybody has their own, almost like their perspective on the script, which I think is interesting. And that's the point. I didn't want to, you know, because I'm not a person that hates anything. Mm-hmm. I'm a person about reform and change and making sure that everybody has a voice. So it's interesting actually to hear the people that are working on it, like their points of view. And I'm like, I'm awesome. Cause I'm like, that's so not my point of view, but I'm glad that you see that for you, because that's the point, is that mm-hmm. we all can talk about our points of view. But yeah, Diana's been really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had just as much fun talking about it, because the way that we've seen this topic is through very heavy images and people's cell phone footage and, you know, pieces and, you know, like Facebook, and it's just all in our face. So that's all been part of the research / me trying to come away from it and think of it, all right, cinematically, how are we going to do this justice? So I've brought a lot of questions to the table for Jackie, also suggestions to the table for Jackie. And I think she's been absorbing it and going, wait a second, that's really interesting. That wasn't what I was thinking originally, but that kind of changes the story in a great way. And our quote unquote limitations, mm-hmm. I think, turn into opportunities for creativity. And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, and she sure. said it perfectly. It's like, I've never gone into the world of really doing something that I believe in. And what's funny is that we always keep talking about, like, how are we going to do this justice? How are we going to make this something that moves people? Because I think we've gotten now with where we all are, we've gotten a little attached from our humility. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're trying to focus on, is we're trying to really bring back the humility to humanity. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we are all just people. And if we could all get on that level, then we can have like heartfelt discussions on these issues. And the problem is we're like so separated that almost, because like she said, like now we're saturated with it. It's like that idea of like internet and games. It's like we've gotten very saturated to these very poignant and heavy situations that are happening, because there's so many, you know. Sure. And you're like, oh my god, if I think about all of it, I'm gonna like just,
you gotta like more light.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. like
I'm on a Facebook like right now, so.
Yeah, it's overload.
It's overload. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to basically connect people again to this issue and make it and almost get past this idea that's why I hate, because when people ask me like what is it about, they're like, oh, so it's about police violence. I'm like, no, it's not. It just happens to be through that vessel. Mm-hmm. But everybody, and that has been interesting for us, because normally when you do a film, you're like, here's my protagonist, this is the person we focus on. Yep. But in this script, everybody has a voice and everybody has a reason why they function the way they function. So then how do we cinematically make it look like that? Because it's not just one protagonist that we focus on. Mm-hmm. We don't have a number one, as Nikki would tell me. So it's like, it's interesting that way. And it poses a challenge, but then it also makes it more exciting, because sure. then we have to figure it out in different ways.
It reminds me of, so we had a guest on here, Christopher Gladys and Rick Ravanello, mm-hmm. who did a short film called Swivel Shot. And
yeah, I think I've heard of that, or we some I've talked about that with somebody.
Yeah, it was we had them on almost a year ago at this point. You guys should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's on YouTube. You can see the short film. Same thing in the same realm, talking about a hot button topic in the realm of police work and stuff like that. So as you guys have been talking, it made me think about that. You remember Silver Shadow Lane?
Yes.
So yeah, I love what you guys are doing. I think you know, the vision for the company is unique in that, you know, what you guys are bringing to the table is different. You know, yeah. It's something different that I'm not seeing that out
there. Yeah, we don't want to limit ourselves. You know, we were just having this discussion, Nikki and I. Nikki and I have really, like, not different, but we have a lot of things that we're passionate about. You know, like Nikki is made me really understand global warming and how we're just ruining our planet. And I'm really into, you know, I work with the
global warming. What's that?
Yeah. I mean, sorry, it's a fake news. And you know, I've been working with the ACLU's New York division. So I've been really integrated into immigration and a lot of things. So we're the core concept that we deal with certain social injustices allows us then to go into doc world. We can go into stay with shorts or go into features. But this idea that we always want to be, as a friend of ours says, like, what is the call to action? You know, like, what are we going to ask people to do? You know, we're not here to just make the next Fast and the Furious, which, like, if they give us that budget, that'd be great.
Well, that's also what I say to her all the time. Like, I mean, we work sometimes I'm working all the time, and it's like, but I got into this industry because I wanted to make my own stuff. So it's like, you choose the project, you see the project, and it flows and it works. Like, why deny that? We'll just make it happen. And also, like, bringing Diana to the project, too, like, I've come into the world, or Jackie feeling it now too, as she's been working more, is like that we do everything. I mean, sure, you know, like, even in this world, like, everyone does everything, like, the social media, everything. So I forgot what it was like to be a DP. And then when I started hanging out with Dan, I'm like, oh yeah, like, I mean, I grew up in a world, Kevin Smith, Guy Ritchie, you know, Quentin, like, all those abstract, crazy shots, like, you know, so it's like Doug Liman before all the new stuff. Like, so it was nice to have that and see Jackie, like, open up and think about all those things that, you know, I don't know. I guess, like, Jackie.
Yeah, but we're also 6 years apart, and people, like, forget that. And that actually, like, that created a great dynamic, because when really that how far was almost like, I call it, like, just the experiment, because you don't know how you're going to do when you work with family. You don't know how you're going to do. Like, I literally, like, called her and was like, hey, I have this idea. Can you, like, do it? I don't want to do it. And then Nikki was like, oh, okay, what the hell? And then, but, like, whatever. And we did it. But
don't talk to me like that.
Like, well, I've been in LA, so. But when we got on set, it was a pretty, and that's what kind of led to the actually LLC and getting, like, real pictures to become a real thing, is that it is this yin and yang. And it's almost like, for right now, especially with a riskier topic, to have, like, the third party and, like, almost like the eye of the film to be so integrated into our energies. Sure. And also the best part about it is it's a female's perspective.
Right.
And at least from my point of view as the writer, it's a different perspective, because, again, like I said, and we're all very connected on this, is that at the end of the day, we just want to remind people, like, hey, like, oh, wait, I forgot we're a podcast. Like, we're all human. Okay. Like, we're all, like, human beings.
It'll be on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
For those of you at home, she just touched my shoulder.
Stroked his shoulder.
I say that to her all the time. I'm like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, that too, yeah.
Like, you guys have a similar dynamic to us. Dan and Joe are brothers. So we have that, you know, going on with us, which the two brothers have bailed on us this evening, but that's okay.
That's real life.
Okay. We're not J-Lo. We're not anybody, you know, listen.
But it's nice to have a few different people, because you get the different perspectives. Definitely. And so when you're on the same page, it even helps, but then they'll see something you didn't see in the script. And you mean you didn't write this on purpose with this one? Then you open up and say, yeah, but it's kind of like that. Yeah. And it really evolves. That's what's so great about it.
Well, let's go back and talk a little bit about your career, Diana, and what you've done. You've done so much work on so many different television shows and movies and shorts and indies and all this stuff. I couldn't even list it all. If I tried, so just go to her IMDb page.
I don't remember it all.
Right? It's all a blur.
Yeah, where the hell did you find the time? But anyway, you know, I'm curious, like, in terms of mediums, what do you enjoy working in? I mean, you've done a lot in TV. and major TV productions, right? And then you've done a lot in indie film and shorts and stuff like this, and now you're involved with Real. What do you find, what do you like working in, and what do you find is some of the differences in working in both?
I love working on films that have something to say about today, about yesterday, related to today. That's why I do it. I have worked on a lot of big, you can say big features and big TV shows, but for me that was all about experience. And if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't have worked with the cinematographers and directors that I worked with. So my two mentors are Matthew Lee Batique and Bradford Young. I wouldn't have learned from them if I weren't a camera assistant working for those people. So I'm very grateful for that experience. But now as a cinematographer, and Bradford always drilled this into me, it's not about the money. It's about what you're going to say. It's finding who you are and finding those filmmakers that support that. And that's what it's about for me is, you know, I get a lot of scripts, and I just weed the ones out that don't speak to me. So at this point in my career, it's about moving forward with the stories that reflect who I am and what I can support, enhance, you know, move forward, help out, you know, contribute, tell the world about these things, because people need to know.
Sure. And that's awesome. I mean, obviously, right, you had to cut your teeth. You cut your teeth, and you've learned from some great cinematographers and things like this. But now you're in the position where you can give back and do a little more and do the things, be a little choosy about the projects you want to work on. So that's great. I know you own some of your own gear as well. So Joe, our resident gearhead, who is not here, he loves talking about gear. So, good.
So yeah. Love Bolex. Do you have a Bolex?
Yeah, let's talk about your gear.
Have access to them.
So we're going to experience some anamorphic lenses.
Yes, we are. So I had presented to this right away. To Jackie right away, after having read the script, that this should be anamorphic, and I don't often say that. Okay. I shoot mostly spherical. Anamorphic, I feel there has to be a calling for that. And this story in particular, it came off as an anamorphic film to me because it's got to feel like we're actually there. And that's what anamorphic lenses do for me, is reproduce our vision. And we're going with a set of Technovisions provided by Panavision. They've been amazing with us. So that's what we're doing.
Diana is no joke.
Yeah, I know. But you own some of your own gear as well, right?
I do. I own an Alexa.
You own an Alexa.
An Alexa EV.
And so why the Alexa?
Well, I come from the film days. I started shooting 16 and 35. So it took a while, even having worked with the first Reds and on. I felt that the Alexa was the first camera that really convinced me coming off of film into digital. And since I worked as a camera assistant, I had some money saved, and I said to myself, okay, it's either a house or a camera. And that was the decision that I made.
That's a true artist right there. Yeah, definitely.
And I still think it was worth it.
And keep in mind, we live in New York, folks.
Exactly.
It's an expensive house.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. So, Nikki, tell us a little bit about your background and some of the things that you've worked on.
Oh, man.
What's one of the most memorable shots or productions that you've worked with?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. It's like when you forget what you've done.
Sure, right?
I always joke around that, like, I don't feel like I've done anything until I look at my resume, and I'm like,
oh, yeah. Same way.
I did all those things. Like, I was roughing it. Like, I was a gypsy. I mean, I knew growing up, like, Back to the Future. You know, I'm that generation. Like, I mean, Greetings and Salutations, Christian Slater, all those. And, like, I wanted to work in the movies. And I happened to know a mutual friend, like a family member, who had a production company, which kind of fueled that. And he did stuff for Discovery Channel down in Virginia. And it was a small thing. I started as a grip. started as a PA, I did crafty, you know, I went, and then I was like, oh, well, what am I going to do in school? So I chose, instead of doing art because I like to draw and stuff, I chose film. Mm-hmm. And I was a cinematographer because anyone can direct, you know. You know, that's, in 2000, yeah, it was like, do you want to spend the money on college to talk to people or use the gear?
Yeah.
So I had a lot of fun doing that, and that's where I got all my creative. And then Jackie was right there. What movie are you watching? And I'd be like, come watch this movie. I don't know if you can, but watch it anyway.
Well, I want to point out, I want to point out for the record that my education was because of her, because I was literally watching Reservoir Dogs at probably like the age of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, and being like, this is cool. But also being like, should I be watching this?
Yeah.
So I had a film, like the movie and education. Like, we should do a funny film about our education, because she would just like, and it would be like a whole process because films are very important to her. So we'd like sit down, she'd like talk to me about this film and this director, and then we'd like watch the movie.
I would be like, if you're going to watch something, you're going to do it right.
Yeah,
and even as an actor, like as making your own, you know, being, because I started as an actor when I was like, I knew right away. I'm like, she is an actor. I like to be behind the camera.
Yeah, sure.
You know, unless I'm Kevin Smith and I'm writing myself in the thing and I know it's me playing the character, then I can pull it off. Mm. You know, I told Jackie on the way here, I'm never going to be a Jackie Kent. Like, I can't play Jackie Nolan. You know what I mean? That's all her boat. But I don't know, after film school, I was working for De Niro's company. I was an internship. I was like one of seven people in the office. Mm-hmm. I think, like Diana, I always wanted the experience. Like, I wanted to know how De Niro talked to that person. I wanted to know how so-and-so, how they ordered the gear, how they did this, how they did that and the other. And I think I was always organized as a kid, so.
Sure.
So it just came up, and then I just worked on job. I just hustled. I don't know. I just hustled. I tried to get the job. I'm trying to think. I did work with Jennifer Aniston for a little bit as, like, her on-set PA.
That's cool.
Actors have, like, their personal PAs, and then when you get to a movie, there's a PA for the day that handles all your...
What movie was that for?
With Adam Sandler, right? That one?
Yeah, I started on The Baster.
Just Go With It.
And then, I did Just Go With It, and it was nice. She's a beautiful human being, and... You know, it was just nice to get the experience, like seeing, you know, this actress. And then I go and tell my sister, you know, it's hard. Like, you know, what do you, you know, I just say, like, what do we, and I also, like, I'm very, like, I take things with the energy and the way, everyone has their own path. You know, everyone's going to do their own thing, but what stamp are we making? And that's why when Jackie was like, let's do this, and then the script came out, I was like, okay, actress, she wants to make this thing. And I'm like, no, but that's my sister, and that's why we work well together. Like, she fuels me, and mm-hmm. I fuel her back. With my experience, and I think Diana was like, you know, with her experience and the way she's talking to Jackie.
Well, you guys all have what it seems like is complementary talents, right? So, you know, you're not really overlapping each other in that regard.
Well, we also all know, I think that what you're also saying is really important, and I think we also all know our place. You know, like, I'm not going to suggest that I know something, especially when, like, I'm working with people who have worked on, like, you know, $1 million budget films.
Sure.
But I also then can provide maybe an alternative because they haven't worked on $8,000 films. But I also, I'm not gonna, like, I just absorb. And then, like, Nikki knows certain things that Diana, you know, like, it's very good that way. Like, we all know our place, but then we all are so creative so that we can provide questions and comments and maybe we can try this. And the best part about, I think, all of us, and when I say all of us, I mean them, and I learned from my sister, is like, we're all like gorilla kids. I mean, we know how to throw shit together, to say the least, but it looks dope and it actually like gets it done.
Sure.
And I think that's really important too, because it's hard. It's like when you work, at least from like seeing her on set, when you work on these huge productions, and then you have to go back to like, oh, where no, the producer's also the grip and the guy, like, when
there's my continuity person.
Yeah. Oh, I said that to her, you need continuity. She's like, no, we don't. I'm like, you really, I was just about to curse, but we're like, I'm like, you really fucking need continuity.
Yeah.
Trust me,
that's
someone.
Very important.
I'm like, I mean, I don't know if we can yet, but you know, it's gonna work out.
Yeah. I was thinking scripty. I was like, do we need scripty?
I don't
like,
want to have to worry about it.
I brought up the right one, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's funny.
So, I don't know.
What you guys are saying, it's exactly true. And knowing your place is one way to say it. Another, you know, we've talked about it on this show a bunch of times, and it comes down to, if you're going to be a filmmaker and treating it like a business, if you're going to treat it like a business, it's like running a company. Everybody has a role. Somebody's the marketing guy. Somebody's the producer. Somebody's the talent. Somebody, you know, so, and respecting people's knowledge in those areas so they can go do what they need to do and you can focus on what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it because you can, if everybody's stepping over each other, you need to trust trust people's talents and skills to let them do the job. And that's part of forming the team, finding people with complementary skills so you can bring this thing together, you know, and people that, it's unfortunate, you know, I think writers, we've talked about this before too, we've had some writers on that, they had to break their mold of just writing in their own silo by themselves. Because sometimes writers get stuck with just writing and they don't want to share with the world.
Oh, I love when writers are like, wait, we can't shoot that. I'm like, are you kidding? We're running out of time. I don't know how important that scene was to you, but I got like 300 background. I got to go sign them out. Like, I got the camera guys wondering about when they're going to get second meal.
But that's the pivotal point in the story. Eh, yeah. We'll have to do without that. That's all right. We'll make it work.
Yeah. I'm sure that's when the producers huddle up. Like, you know, and go
with it. I'm gonna say the best story, and this is when I knew that even years ago that this could be magic, and you know, and everything happens at when it's supposed to happen. I think now is the perfect time for us to actually form a company. But you know, we were on set for How Far, and it was just one of those typical days. We were like at the like last hour of the day, and it was a long day. And I was just, and I was in my place of like, oh my God, we gotta get this done. And I'm like, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. And Nikki in her like proper AD form. And again, like, again, you don't know how you're gonna be with family. So I'm like in that mode and I'm such a Virgo and I'm like, but it's not getting done. And how come he's not doing this? And blah, blah, blah. And then like Nikki just pulls me over like,
well, she like, you know, I don't think, I wouldn't say you bark, but you like the camera guy needed something or said something.
Well, I said something like, do we need it? I made like some sort of comment.
His face was like
the douchey director. And then she like pulls me aside and she's like, we're going to get this done. Everybody wants to get this done for you. It's going well. And she like had this pep talk down.
I like it.
And
so I was you're just, the calm one.
Yes. And I was just this is also 3 years ago me. So I was like still pent up from like LA and being like, am I validated? Am I talented? Please. Nobody's talking, you know, like how you are in LA. You're like, please like me. Please. You know, the days of auditioning when they literally said to me, they're like, oh, you can act. That's so cute. Wow. And I'm like,
so they pat you on the head on the way out?
Yeah, for real. So, and then like, can you like take off your shirt and show us how you look in a bikini? And I'm like, oh, okay. So it was just like, and that moment was when I was like, this is magic, because there's a difference in being sisters and there's a difference between being friends and there's a difference in being, but when you're artists collaborating on a film together, like you have to, as we said, like put on your big girl panties and like get the shit done. Because at the end of the day, if everybody believes in the project, we all need to get it done. You know, like when I helped out Diane, I was just standing in and helping her out on that Samurai project. Like I always love watching everybody else, you know, like, it was like 2 a.m. and then Diana is like, I'm so sorry we're keeping you here. And I'm like, girl, this is a project. Like, I'm here until they say we're done, you know? Like, and that those are the people, and you guys know, and like, you have to be like that. And there's very few people, I'd say there's very few people that work that aren't like that. And it's the ones that do, they're either really talented or they know good people. But I think that that's really important. I mean, everybody on board right now, I mean, we have Eddie, who is been a lead, you know, he's lead man on all these.
Yeah, that's my fiance. Yeah. He's in the union, Local 52. He does props, art dressing, set dressing.
Very cool.
So these are all like big players, and they're, but everybody's
on Shades
on
of
mission.
Blue right now.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. He's stuck out in the rain. I'm texting Dan. I'm like, oh, don't text him because he's out in the rain
about him
right now.
I'm not doing it. I was like, I'm not texting him. I know. Yeah. I know what that feels like.
So where can everybody find out about the company, find out about the movie? Where can people contribute?
It's actually,
where can people participate?
Yeah, it's real. I kept it really simple. It's just,
I know. I like that you did that, actually. Yeah.
It's therealbrandnyc.com. The real brand. All the words, therealbrandnyc.com. That is our Kickstarter. That is everything. And
so you guys are crowdfunding?
Yes, we're crowdfunding, but we have other sources. I mean, we're also just crowdfunding to get the word out there and everything. Mm-hmm. But the idea and the reason why I wanted to crowdfund is because I think, like you said, like there's very few companies, because you can get our apparel line is like even proceeds of this Kickstarter are also going to be donated to the NYCLU, and we're dealing with a few organizations in Flint, Michigan who are fighting for their justice right now. So again, it's this idea of everything we do gives back is really important to us. As you said, it's not about the money.
No,
we want the money to do the job right.
That's why.
As we say, it's like the money is there so we can get the job done right and in the way that we know is going to be our best work. But I mean, we're also used to like hoofing it with all these cameras and just getting it done. So we're really
the real brand NYC.
And we're really looking for people who want to support that kind of group of people, you know? I mean, I was saying this to a possible investor today. It's like, you know, some people just want to like make movies and like do their thing, which I love too, but it's like, we want to make movies so we can help. And I think that that's important, or at least for me, that was the most important. Sure. And then it helps us learn. You know, I have a guy that I'm working with at NYCLU, which is New York's division, the ACLU. You know, he's been educating me on certain things about the script that we could also highlight. And that's really what it's about. I mean, we do it so we can learn. We learn about ourselves. Hey, I can't do 17-hour days, or hey, I can do 18-hour days. It's awesome. And that's
23 person of interest.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Get 1 hour sleep. Now, let me ask you, we know, of course, making films, you want the artistic part. That's obvious. But when it comes to the business, what, as far as distribution goes, what are your plans there?
Mm-hmm. We're going to stay strictly festival.
Festivals.
This is really going to put us out there as Real Pictures, as a female-driven company. This is really going to be like our launching point to show people who we are. And we're going to stick with festivals. I mean, obviously, if it's a SAG ultra low budget contract.
We want to follow the rules only because that's what, you know, we're making something, but we want everybody involved. Like, we understand what it takes to make that.
And we have two other scripts down the pipeline, too. So we really just want this to kind of be our business card as to who we are.
Smart.
And yeah, and Diana is like a festival queen, so. Well, I just made that up. By the way, you're a festival queen. You're a festival queen. So yeah, it'll be interesting. I think the magic of finding, as they say, like your team, I think that's here right now. So I think there'll be a lot more coming from out of the pipeline from
us. And that's what I love about film too. Yeah. Because I was an artist in high school, and it's like, what, do I want to make that my job? And then, like, do I want to do animation? And then I was like, you know, film, like, you really can make, like, it's really up and coming, too, what I've noticed. Like, when I first started in 1999, like, not a lot of people did film, and New York wasn't even big for shooting. So it's like, now there is the world for crowdfunding. Yep. Like, I'm, like, kind of like that old time. I was like, oh, crowdfunding, oh, man, Kickstarter? But, like, you know, I don't want to, I'm like, you know, but. I don't know, but it's that world now. And even in like the world of, you know, politician world, they need money to fund their campaign. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it happens everywhere, you know, and it's just like, you know, what stamp are we going to make? And that's where Jackie was like, let's push this forward, because I mean, I love working with what I do as an AD and like producing on the side. But like now it's like, I would love to work with ourselves, with our family, you know, they fuel us.
Well, it sounds like you guys are off to a roaring start with a company that's going to make an impact, and we're all curious and excited to see what you guys bring to the big screen in the future.
Yeah.
And we'll come back anytime. You guys are great.
Me too. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you.
See, that was painless, ladies.
It's so fast.
I know. I'm like, we're done.
We could talk forever.
There you go.
Where were you on the night of May 5th? Oh, sorry.
I don't know. It's all getting recorded.
I swear.
This will make the blooper reel.